I hope your day is full of kiwis and strawberries and mangoes and papayas and bananas and coconuts and grapes and dates. Dates are not fruits. Fuck, I messed this up. Guys, I hope your day is full of fruits. Tomatoes. Do you know where you were when you found out that tomato was a fruit and not a vegetable? I remember it was like in first or second grade and I was shook. I was like, I know what fruits are and I know what vegetables are and I know that tomatoes are vegetables. And some know-it-all was like, no, they're actually fruits due to the seeds. And that shattered everything that I thought was real. Guys, hi. I hope you're surviving the pandemic. I hope you're, getting back outside. At least in Los Angeles, we were not able to go outside until basically this week because of the fires. So it feels good to be able to have that back at least. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of wearing the same masks. That's why I've been heading to OhYeah.com to shop their masks. Why? Because OhYeah has the most amazing masks. They collaborate with different artists to bring some of the best designs. They have bandanas, masks. They have masks that have a straw hole. Let me show you. This is actually one of my favorite masks right now. This is a Bob Ross mask. It says Happy Clouds. And there's a circle cutout so you can literally take a sip of your coffee while wearing the mask. No need to take off the mask. You can sip your coffee with this straw hole. I mean, if that isn't innovative, then I don't know what is. Head to OhYeah.com. That's 3OhYeah.com. Enter discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10 for 10% off. They have a wide selection of masks. They also have bandanas. This is one of my favorite bandanas right now. It is a tie-dye bandana, and you can just wear it around your neck and then pull it up over your mouth. They have a few different bandanas and a few different masks, and all of their designs are really, really fun. They collaborate with different artists to bring an amazing selection. They also have this rainbow mask. This one I think is my favorite. They make great presents. Everyone in your life is going to need a mask. Everyone in your life is going to need a pair of socks. They got you. OhYeah.com. That's 3OhYeah.com. Discount code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 10 for 10% off. They have Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure socks. I'll show you those right now. Look, how fun are those? They also have Brady Bunch socks. Look. Who doesn't want Cindy on their socks? Who doesn't want Jan on their socks? Who doesn't want Marsha on their socks? Oh, I'm sorry. Is that Alice on my socks? Also, they have these Love Win socks. They have so many different fun designs. They've got alien socks. You name it, they got it. Again, OhYeah.com. Follow them on Instagram at OhYeahSocks. They really, really do a really incredible job bringing variety because they collaborate with some of the most amazing up and coming artists. And I love what they're doing. Support them because they're supporting the show. Give back to them, follow them, let them know you're enjoying it, and get your 10% off. Get a mask. Treat yourself. Buy your friend a mask. Buy your lover a mask. Buy your wife a mask. Buy your ex-husband a mask. Just kidding. No, let me show you one of my favorite things that OES I got from OES Socks. Okay, so I'm actually wearing flamingo slippers right now. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm obsessed with flamingos. And they just sent me these in the mail. They are fluffy flamingo slippers. They also have slippers. So slippers, socks, masks, OhYeah.com, discount code Sarah10. Enter it. Buy your presents early. Get your discounts. If the second stimulus check comes, just spend it all at OhYeah.com. Thank you. Guys, anyone who knows me knows that I am a big fan of cannabis. I'm a huge advocate of cannabis. I feel that the plant has benefited me in so many different ways. And anyone who knows me knows that I'm super specific and particular about the cannabis I consume. That's why I only get my cannabis from one place, and that's Libra. Libra is an amazing dispensary. Their home base is in Palm Desert. That's where their flagship store is. You could head there. They also offer delivery if you're in the desert area. head to LibraShop.com. You can follow them at LibraShops on Instagram. They have everything you could ever want in a dispensary, from amazing bath bombs, CBD bath bombs, THC bath bombs. They have edibles. They have some of the best flower on the market right now. They definitely have some of my favorite brands. It's so well curated. Their budristas know a shit ton of information. That's right. You know, when you go somewhere and you're like, I'm sorry, are you even aware of your job duties? There's a lot of dispensaries when you walk in there and the bud tenders, they're not bud risas, they're just bud tenders. Want to know why? Because they don't know what's going on. They're too stoned to do their job. It's not like that at Libra. Libra, you walk in, they say, how can I help you? You tell them what you're interested in. They'll show you around. And if you're worried about getting COVID, you can always shop online. Head to LibraShop.com. Follow them at LibraShops on Instagram. Give them a follow. Support my sponsors, please, guys. They support the show. Show them some love. Give back by following them and buying products from them, and send them some love. Support small businesses this pandemic. Guys, we have an amazing episode for you this week with Chelsea Skidmore. I just wanted to let you guys know I really, really appreciate all of you listeners, and I love all of the questions I've been getting. And thank you so much for sharing the show and continuing to support the show. If you haven't left a review, please, please, please leave a review on iTunes. It means a lot to me. It's how people find out about the show. And I really just want to keep growing the show so I can give you the most premium content available during the pandemic. Okay, guys, here's an amazing episode for you this week with Chelsea Skidmore. Here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Here it is, guys. Thanks.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to a hybrid episode of Shank and the Chelsea Skidmore Show.
We're doing another hybro. Hybrid.
You said hybro, so I just repeated it.
And then I thought of highbrow.
And then I was like, hi, bro. Like, hey, bro.
Hey, bro. We're doing another hey, bro. Okay. Episode. I already hate myself. That was like so vulnerable.
Why? You took a risk. You took a risk at the beginning of a podcast. And we love to see a risk, Chels. We love to see you just diving in with both feet forward.
Being vulnerable.
She's vulnerable. We're in a pandemic. Okay, let's talk about...
I haven't been vulnerable in so long.
Really?
No, I've been... That was like the most vulnerable I've been in a while because it felt shocking to me.
Like, I'm going to perform suddenly. Yeah. And by vulnerable, you mean taking like a comedy risk?
Yeah, like an extroverting like risk. I also want to say I have not taken a Vicodin today, but I just do not feel 100% on.
Because you had your appendix out.
And that's absolutely right.
So let's talk about this.
First of all, did you read Madeline growing up?
Yes.
And that's how I knew what appendicitis was.
That's how I knew. And I was like, damn, I want to get my appendix out.
Me too. That's actually why I went to boarding school.
Because you wanted to get your appendix out?
No, because Madeline, I just wanted to do what she did.
You went to boarding school?
Yeah, in Switzerland.
For how long?
For like 8 months when I was 15.
Did you love it?
Yeah.
I forgot about this. I knew this, you know, but I forgot about it.
You know I went to a chalet.
Oh my God, a chalet.
It wasn't a chalet, but it was beautiful.
That sounds incredible.
It was incredible.
How long were you there for?
I was there for a semester, so it was like 8 months. And I would have stayed longer, but it was very, very, very expensive. And... as you can imagine, I mean, the school was filled with diplomats, but my grades were so bad. Like they were all D's and my parents were like, okay, like you're not going to stay there again.
What were you doing?
Well, what I was doing before that was I was doing a lot of cocaine. And
oh, before Switzerland.
Yeah. And it was kind of like a time in my life when I was like 15. Was 15 like your craziest year growing up?
15? Yeah.
14, like the movie was 13, but it should have been 15.
14 to... 17.
Did you hate your mom then?
I hate it.
Isn't that so weird? I feel like every girl hates their mom from like 13 to 17.
I was a nightmare. I was a bitch.
I was so bad.
I didn't realize I was that bad until my sister was like, do you remember when you were a bad teen? And I was like, I guess I was kind of a bad teen. I would lie all the time.
Of course.
I would drink
a lot. Did you sneak out?
No, I wouldn't sneak
you
out.
You never snuck out?
Like, I would lie. I would say I was going to my friend's house. I'd go to my boyfriend's house. Yeah, I'd have like intricate plans of how not to get caught.
Wait, did you ever wear something under an outfit?
Yes. I have another backup outfit.
Dude, so I had a silk. It was like a nude silk lingerie tank top under like a t-shirt, and I was going to the movies, and I have no idea how much he must have seen the outline or something, but I don't know how my dad knew, but he goes come back here, and he ripped my arm really hard and twisted it. He was a little physically abusive growing up.
Okay
He was aggressive, and he grabbed my arm and he was like, change out of that top. And I'm like, how did he see it? And to this day, I'm like, how did he know I have that top underneath? But I was going to like take the top off and be in like the sexy top when I got, because I used to meet guys at the movies.
Same. That's where I got fingered.
Sarah, that's where I got fingered in the photo album. Well, he tried to stick his fingers in my pants, and I said, no, I have a pad on, because I was like 14 or something. And then it goes, ew, a diaper, and I never wore one again. I only wore tampons. No. Wait, you also got fingered at the movies?
Yeah, first time in the movie Signs.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, you never forget your first finger movie.
No, I got fingered in the movie Signs, and then I couldn't walk for like a week after.
Oh,
I don't think he was doing it right. I don't know what. You know, like when you're like young and you're like, you're having like sexual experiences, but they're not good yet.
Yeah, you're like, okay, that's a fist.
Yeah, you're like, I think this is supposed to be good, but it's just not. And
never.
I'm just like, the movie Signs is playing. Isn't that with like, was Mel Gibson in Signs?
Yeah, with the tinfoil hat.
And Haley Joel Osment?
Yeah, it's the inspiration for Sam Tripoli's podcast.
Really?
With the tinfoil. No, Haley Joel Osment was in Sixth Sense. Was he also in the second one?
I don't know.
Well, who was the boy? I got to look this up. We got to know who the boy was in Signs. Because if he got to come back for a second film...
Signs,
Mel Gibson. Okay, let's see. Signs movie.
This feels like another lifetime ago, by the way.
I know. Well, it's like, 2002.
I vaguely remember getting fingered during this
74%
time.
On Rotten Tomatoes. It's Mel Gibson, Joaquin Phoenix. Oh, and Rory Culkin. Other Culkin brother. Not Kieran, not Macaulay, Rory.
Wow.
So that's who the little boy was.
Yeah, well, catch me getting fingered. I didn't see most of this
movie. God, I didn't realize that chick was in it. She's the girl from that show Run.
Well, okay, so let's talk about your appendix.
Okay.
I'm going to go a little off subject talking movie fingers.
I mean, that's me.
And being bad teens.
Very bad. How did we get to the bad teens part?
Switzerland, chalet, boarding school, Madeline.
Thank you.
Appendix.
Good girl.
And she remembers.
Madeline. So what happened was this. Last Thursday, I was hanging out at home and my stomach started hurting, and I thought it was from something I ate, and like, I hate sharing this part, but I ate refried beans.
Okay.
And those like hurt my stomach a lot.
Okay.
And I ate them 2 days in a row, and like the day before on Wednesday it had hurt, but like only for a couple hours, which I think I only mentioned that because I think that's like the inkling.
The precursor.
Like a little hint.
Okay.
Like something's going on.
Right.
So Thursday then I ate it. And then like a couple hours later, my stomach started hurting. And my stomach, I literally eat food every week that I shouldn't eat. Like I have a sensitive stomach, and like I often get like really bloated, and like, so just assumed it was like another version of that. So I did all my normal things. Like I took Pepto, I wore like a heating pad, I drank peppermint tea, but like none of it was making it stop, and it was getting increasingly worse.
Was it a stomach ache or is it a side ache?
So it originally starts in the stomach. So it was like above my belly button and my stomach.
Like a
right
classic
there.
Stomach ache.
It felt like, yeah, it felt like muscle spasms in my stomach.
Okay, weird.
Yeah. And I was just like, and then it was getting sharper and sharper, and like it was not going away. So I had a heating pad on my stomach for like 7 hours. I should have known something was wrong, you know? And it was getting like sharper and sharper and like really hurting, and like, you know, it's hard to sometimes like distinguish like what's a stomach ache, what's a cramp, what's like this, but I just knew it was like worse than usual. And the fact that it wasn't stopping was like, huh, that's interesting. So I was in bed trying to go to bed and like it was killing me. And I was like doing everything possible to like try to make it stop, like sleeping in. So I went in like a fetal position, okay, like to get in a little ball. And then I went on my side. I was like, ah, and it killed to be on my side.
And which side?
On my left side, which is weird because I think the appendix is on the right side, but all my scars are on the left side. So I don't know how my organs were laid out.
I don't really know how any of that shit worked, to be honest. Yeah,
this is just what, from like stuff I've learned on Google. But so then I threw up. Like I got up and I had to, and I like threw up from the pain, which was like,
oh.
And then that was, I was like, that's not right. You know, like something's weird. It was like all bile and it was like, it was just like a horrible feeling. And so this is like kind of the funny part is that Steven, he takes Seroquel, which is like a sleeping medication. And he takes it like after he had a manic episode because it's supposed to keep you from having another one. So he takes it every night and like he likes it because he sleeps through the night. But like a shitty side effect of it is that like once you take it, you're like out. You're like drunk asleep and he gets like really like bratty and like angry, and like if he gets woken up on Seroquel, like he's just like not a pleasure to be around.
Okay.
You know how he's like a spoiled prince?
Yeah,
he gets like very spoiled.
Okay.
He gets like Middle East spoiled.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Like he's on a throne sleeping and he's like, who dare? Like So
who goes
I was
there?
Like, I was telling him the whole time my stomach hurt. And then I was like, it hurts. I was like, Steven, I just threw up. And he wakes up and he goes, what do you want to do? Go to the ER? Like he was like angry. And I was like, I don't know. For some reason, I think maybe like it won't stop. And he's like, God, you want to go to the ER? Fine, we're going to the ER. He like jumps up. He's like angry. And like, I was just staying quiet because like there's no like point like arguing or like wasting the energy. Like I felt like I just wanted to like stay calm and like see what was going on, and his reaction was going to be his reaction.
Right.
And like he couldn't even, like I drove and I was like doubled over like moaning.
No.
I forgot to mention I was moaning for like 6 hours going, like that's how bad it was.
But like, okay, so this is my question.
Yeah.
I see on Instagram, I'm up for some reason, I can't fucking sleep. And I see on Instagram that you're in the hospital and it's like 3 or 4
it
in the
three
morning.
When I posted that.
And it was like hypochondriac strike or whatever strikes again. And I'm like, but you weren't. So was there a moment of you feeling like, am I insane?
Yes.
Because I often feel like I'm sick and I'm fine.
Yes. So the funny thing that happened is like, I was in so much pain at home, and on the way to the hospital, I had so much pain too. Like I was moaning and holding my stomach. The second we walked in there and I sat down in the ER chairs, the pain like went away. Like, you know how like sometimes that
of
kind
course.
Of thing happens. And then I was like, and Steven was so angry that we were there too. Cause so he thought I was a hypochondriac.
So
cause I've
you,
been there for panic attacks and I thought I was dying and I was fine. Like multiple times at the
one
hospital.
One time I went there and I thought I was dying and I was just constipated. So,
Really? Yeah. So it's like, you know how like sometimes you're like, do I need to be here? Do I not?
And it's like not a cheap visit.
I'm sure that's why it takes so long at the ER when you're waiting.
Well,
cause it's like half
weirdos?
The people don't need to be there. It was, thankfully, it was like, yeah, there was a couple weirdos for sure. There's always like weird people on drugs there.
Yes. That's what my mom said when she went to the ER last time.
Yeah,
she said there's
this
girl who's like screaming that was running around looking like Amy Winehouse. Any of that?
There's a lot of crazy people. Yeah, there was like 3 people like that. But it was spaced out. We were like nervous to go there, obviously, because of like COVID. We assumed it was like a hot spot. But like everything was spaced out and it felt like emptier than normal, I think. So it like wasn't that bad, but we had to wait still for like 2.5 hours, like just waiting in the ER.
And so is Steven pissed at this point?
He was so mad, but I told him to try to sleep and he was so bratty and angry. And I was like, let's just get in there. So we got there at like, I want to say like close to 1:30. We didn't get in. I didn't get a bed until like 3:00. And then they didn't really like talk to me until like 6:00. So by then I stayed completely awake. I was like full of adrenaline and I like my body was tired, but my mind wasn't. So I was just like waiting to see what was going on. And Steven was like so angry, like freaking out. He's being like a fucking asshole, honestly. Uh-huh. He was like, we're never doing this again. He's like, we're never doing this again. He's like, let's go, let's go. And I only tell this story because it's funny when we actually found out he felt so bad. sorry for the long-winded story.
No, no. I want to hear the full experience.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, so basically, let me like speed it up a little. So, you know, I told them what was going on eventually. And then they said, okay, let's do a CAT scan. So they wheel me to do a CAT scan. They're like, okay, they pressed out my stomach and stuff. And they're like, well, you know, a couple areas were concerning that it hurt in those areas. So let's do a CAT scan. So they wheel me off and now I have the IV in and they like have to put this thing. Fuck, I forgot what it's called, but they have to inject you with something before you go under the CAT scan.
So they can see all your organs.
Yeah. And it was so uncomfortable and it felt like so much pressure in my chest and it was like hot. It was horrible. I hated it. It was so horrible.
Okay.
And then I get out and everything took so long up until the moment when they got the fucking results back. And then everything just like sped up.
They're like, okay, it's an appendix.
And they're like, okay, you have appendicitis. And like me and Steven were like beside ourselves when we found that out. Cause I thought it was like gas.
What did Steven say?
We were just in shock. We laughed. We were just like we were like, it took the words out of our mouth. Like we just like didn't know how to reply. And they're like, so now we're going to have a surgeon come down and like talk to you and like feel around and see if you need to do surgery. And I was like, wait, what? And like, I did not expect that I was like going in to have surgery. You know, I didn't think I was going to have appendicitis, but yeah, it was swollen. Surgeon comes in, feels around. I have appendicitis. That's now they're going to have to do surgery. So they go, first, we have to do a COVID test. And I was like, I don't want to do one. So they did the up the nose one, which I hated. And
was it instant results?
It was like within an hour. And they're like, we have to do this one or else you're not allowed on like the operating like floor,
uh-huh.
The OR.
Uh-huh. The OR.
Where I did a set. And
yes.
So I was just like, I hated that. It was really uncomfortable. But I got Ativan before because I was like freaking out. And what really freaked me out the most was like the doctor comes in and she goes, okay, we're going to do this. Like, it's like 1 in 10 people get this, like appendicitis. It's no big deal. It's like a super easy procedure. Like you'll be out of the hospital, like in and out same day. Like you'll be home later today. Like no big deal. You know, I just have to say like a couple small complications, you know, there's always a chance of bleeding, infection, or in some cases death. Okay, well, I'll be back. And when she said that, like I just started freaking out and I was like alone because Steven went home to feed Jagger for like a little bit. I was just hysterically crying. I was freaking out. I was so scared because it's like I've never had surgery. Have you?
Yeah. Oh, wisdom teeth, that's it.
Yeah, same. And basically, anyways, so I get up there and they give me like anesthesia and all the girls are like super nice and they inject me with like some other like thing too that she said it's going to make me happy.
Yeah.
And then they like wheel you off. And it was so weird because it was like, you know, in movies, like when you see people getting wheeled off, you see like, oh, you're over, like the shot is staring at the ceiling and you see like the dim fluorescent lights moving through the doors. It's like, I had that exact experience.
Yeah.
And it's like, almost like you're on your way to like die or something. I have to knock on wood. Sorry.
Yeah.
But that like totally freaked me out because I was like, oh my God, this is like exactly that moment that you see in a movie.
Yeah, you know? That's so scary. Well, this is my question. That's what I was going to ask you, first of all, because we know that Jagger requires 100%.
He went back twice.
He needs 100%. Care. He needs 100% care. So how do you,
he went back to feed him twice because we live 5 minutes from the hospital.
Okay.
So he just popped back like in and out. Which was nice.
What do you do if you have to leave for like 6 hours?
Well, I told him he can leave for a little bit, but the whole thing,
I'm just
like,
curious about dog life.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you would leave him or have someone watch him. But like he went home at like 7 and at 1 when we feed him.
Was he, when you leave him for that long, does he tear shit up?
He ate my the warmer thing. What is it called?
The heating pad?
Yeah.
He ate a full heating pad?
He ate like the cords, so now we have to throw it out. No. I'll get a new one.
He's so funny.
I know. So then they put me on like this like cold, they take you off like the table and put you on this like cold like table, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then they like, I just remember them putting the anesthesia over me and they're like, take two breaths. And then I just woke up like hours later in like the recovery, like post-op room.
Uh-huh.
And like, I was so sick because I was on liquid Dilaudid.
Oh my God.
It was, yeah. And it was like super, super like
makes
intense.
You so
and
nauseous.
It makes me very nauseous. They had to give me like a lot of injections of like the nausea medicine because it wasn't working. And I was like throwing up so much.
No.
And when I woke up, I was like, can I have a I was like, I know this is crazy, but can I have a teddy bear?
I saw that video. That was so sad.
I know. And then they go, we don't have one, but we have this. And they gave me a pile of folded up sheets. And,
no.
And I was holding the sheets.
That's so sad.
I know. And I thought I would say something a lot crazier. Like that to me was crazy. I was like, I know this is crazy, but I need a teddy bear.
And they gave me like a pile of sheets.
Yeah. And yeah, and that was it. And then I stayed there for a couple hours and like they wouldn't let me leave until I like peed. Oh, and then the nurses, and this is a big problem that I have right now. The nurses three times made a point to say to Steven, her colon is backed up with tons of shit.
No.
And I was surprised to hear that. And I don't care about talking about this.
Yeah.
But I shit like 1 to 2 times a day. Like sometimes the shits I take are so big that I send them to people.
No.
Do you want to be on that list?
No, I don't.
I didn't think so.
I'm not like a shit person, right? No. I hate talking about shit and
you
buttholes.
Do.
I hate talking
I'm
about
sorry.
Shit and assholes. Those are two of your favorite subjects.
They're not, but I just
anal
talk about
butts,
them.
Shit. I'll talk about it lightly.
You're a lady.
I talk about
most
it lightly.
Most people don't like to.
But so anyways, so
I'm backed up. So on top of that, I'm on
that?
This Vicodin and I've barely shit in the past week.
Because it makes you constipated. Pain
yeah,
meds.
So now I'm worried. After this, I'm going to get liquid Dulcolax.
Oh.
I ate prunes yesterday. I had prunes. It's like not helping.
You're on a prune regimen.
Dude, I am constipated.
You maybe you got to take like probiotics.
I am. I'm sorry. I'm pushing
prebiotics.
My limits.
We're talking digestive tract.
I'm normally not like that. I'm a little shit machine.
She's a little
this
shit
is
machine.
So
are
gross.
You worried about?
I don't like potty humor, but I don't mind talking about shit.
Yeah, you love talking about shit.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I'm a weirdo.
I would rather not.
We don't have to. So that's
let's dive deeper into the shit world.
have you done an enema?
No.
And now we stop it here, right?
No,
we
I haven't.
I did one, but only for anal.
And like, okay, does it help?
I hate them. There's. Oh, have you ever gotten a colonic?
No.
They're so nauseating.
The colonic?
Oh my God.
Does it clean out all the...
Yeah, but I don't think I'd ever want to do one again because it made me throw up and shit at the same time because it was like so. I'm very
I'm sorry.
Sensitive.
I didn't realize it was ayahuasca.
I know.
It makes you throw up
have
and
you
shit
done
at the
that?
Ayahuasca. No,
I'm
I watched.
Surprised.
Yeah, no. Well, I can't do it because I'm on an SSRI.
Oh, you can't do it with those?
Yeah, I found that out recently, actually.
Huh.
You can't because
that's so interesting.
It's really bad for your serotonin levels.
So then how does all of Los Angeles do it?
Literally, I don't know, but I watched this. There's this documentary on Netflix called Unwell, and they explore
ooh, yeah.
different types of medicine and different things like that. And one of the things was ayahuasca, and I watched it. And on that doc, I found out that you can't trip on ayahuasca and being on an SSRI. And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't really talk about.
I was just going to say that. I feel like a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. And that's something that kind of makes me nervous, especially
yeah.
because people get so experimental.
Totally.
Especially in LA. And
it's,
so it's
I mean,
like,
I know so many people who do it.
Who do ayahuasca and they're on medication. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's definitely like something you want to research before just doing.
Totally.
But yeah,
but I think if you do ayahuasca, you're not doing that type of research. You're more so like researching like your shaman.
You're just listening
your
to
location.
Terrence McKenna in your room.
Who's that?
Terrence McKenna is a psychedelic philosopher
oh, okay.
who has a lot of insight about that he gained from psilocybin.
Wow.
Yeah.
You got clinical there.
He's highly intelligent. Highly intelligent.
When you say psilocybin, I said you got clinical. Yeah. Do you remember that website, Arrowhead? Did you used to go on that drug website, Arrowhead.org?
No.
It was like a website that like people used to go on in like middle school and high school that told you about like drugs and experiments and stuff. Different like types of drugs and like how they made you feel, like every drug.
Well, would you like... I remember there was this ecstasy diagnosis website where you would take the pill and you would like look up at the different things. Yeah. And be like, it's a purple alien.
It's a double stack happy face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a purple alien. It's about to make me fucking lose my mind.
Yeah. I snorted nutmeg one time.
What? Because
that website was like saying if you snort nutmeg, it gets you fucked up.
No. Mm-hmm. Did it get you fucked up?
I don't think so. But I kind of feel like it made me feel like I was on a canoe paddling. But I don't know if it
that
was like a...
That seems like it made you fucked up.
I don't know if
snorted.
It was like a placebo thing, though.
I snorted nutmeg and I felt like I was on a canoe paddling. But it didn't work.
I think it did. I don't know. I can't remember. It
smelled like pumpkin
bread. Or maybe
bread.
That's what I read about someone else. Maybe they felt like they were on a canoe.
It smelled like pumpkin bread in my nose.
That's so funny.
I mean... What? That's crazy, Charles. How old were you?
It was like 14
or
something.
Did you look a frog too?
No, gross. But like I used to always experiment. Like, did you drink Robitussin?
By accident, I got really high on it. I was really sick. Yeah. And I was like, I'm just going to get, like, I'm so congested. And I didn't realize that I had taken so much. And I was in the car and things were like, I had to pull over.
You were driving?
Yes.
That's dangerous.
I didn't realize that I was high until I was already in Silver Lake and everything started.
The place to be.
Yeah, of course. Especially when you're high on Robitussin. Exactly. It's bustling with hipster energy. Vintage finds.
Wow.
Artisanal beverages. Small coffees.
I was just gonna go for coffee. A coffee reference. Wait, I used to drink the entire bottle to get fucked up. Like, me and my friend would like, we did like have little parties and we'd drink the whole bottle. And I remember I disassociated. Like, I saw myself looking down on myself.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
No, it was crazy. I did it at school one time.
You were high on Robitussin at school?
Of course. I was always high. I was always experimenting.
What else did you experiment with?
Mushrooms.
Oh yeah, that is
Robitussin though is like the big household one.
Yeah, the Robitussin one. Anything else household that you snorted?
Fuck, what else?
Did you huff?
Nothing comes to mind. I mean,
Sharpies?
Yeah, of course.
You
of
did?
Course. Yeah, of course.
What
you
do
know,
you
the
mean?
Whipped cream thing.
You
too.
Did that? You got high off whipped cream?
Well, you know, the bottle, the what's in the bottle. I can't think of words right now.
What's that? Whatever
nitrogen?
Makes it. Whatever makes
nitrous
it.
Nitrous oxide?
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't think very well. Day one of no Vicodin.
So she was huffing whipped cream.
Yeah, the whipped cream, but that's really
white
dangerous.
Out. Were you snorting that?
Of
like,
course.
What about
yeah,
you? Were
glue.
You were?
That's like fourth grade shit, though.
In fourth grade?
Yeah, everyone was.
I love the smell of a paint pen. You know the kinds that you shake
and they
make that noise. It's like
yeah,
yeah, and then like it's like liquid silver
like
comes out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
you know who fed the gremlin after midnight.
Wait, that was so funny and crazy. What,
that you did that and then I
no,
did it
that
back.
You did it
back.
I don't know why it looked funnier watching you do.
Well, you did it to me and you weren't expecting
it. I think it was out of character.
You weren't expecting me to do it back.
No.
Also, Chelsea sent me 37 cents yesterday. And when I got the notification, I was like, I think she's just fucking with me. Because she sent it and then it said laughing my ass off. LMAO. And I was like, I took a screenshot and I go, what
weird.
Is this for? And then you're like, just being weird. And I was like, that's what I thought.
I did that to you, to Leah, and to Steven. Just to be random.
Who'd you send the most to?
You and Leah got 37 cents and Steven got 13.
Ooh. Why 37 and 13?
I don't know. It was just like the number that felt funny to me.
30. So
just
what
like
did
not
Leah
a
say?
Lot. Not a lot, but just like enough to be like, what is this?
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely enough to be like, did she mean to do this?
I don't think I've been getting high on Vicodin, but I've been doing weird things like that.
What else? That's that it. Doesn't seem like you were not high.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like the Vicodin, like I don't like Vicodin. I'm not like a painkiller person and I haven't been abusing it. I've been taking like only three a day or two a day, you know? and like one every 6 hours. It's not like enough to get me like high. And like, it was mostly been covering like the pain feeling where there's nothing left for like a mental thing or like a euphoria or like a shift kind of like in how I like felt like psychologically kind of thing. But, mm-hmm. But like, it definitely like, I think like, you know, I took it for like 3 days and I'd say on like the fourth day is when like I started to get a little weird by like sending the Venmo, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh, is it like in my system? So you can't even explain it.
But also you're kind of weird to begin with. Yeah, so yeah. Like you may have just sent the 37 cents not on Vicodin.
I would have done that anyways.
Do you know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah, that's some regular. Don't blame it on the Vicodin.
All right. Yeah, that's just me being me.
That's just you doing you. I see you cooking.
Yeah, I've been cooking.
Post-pandemic.
I had to make the video.
I mean, not post-pandemic, post-appendix. Mm-hmm, she's mm-hmm. in the kitchen.
I made a creamy miso pasta. That I suggest you make it.
So good.
It's so good. It's really easy, too.
I could watch really the video. Good. I saw what you've been doing.
Yeah, you can make it. It's like, that's something anyone could make. And it's really, it's just like good and delicious. Like, I'm just craving pasta right now.
I love pasta. Well, what about, are you allowed to eat whatever you want with your appendix?
No, I'm supposed to eat bland foods, but I've been cheating.
Bland foods?
Yeah, I'm supposed to eat like, you know, like a brat diet kind of thing.
Oh, but bread,
that doesn't
rice.
Apply to me. Yeah, like bread, rice, and...
What is the A?
Applesauce. I don't eat applesauce, though. So.
When you said applesauce, you kind of said it with a New York accent.
Yeah, because I say sauce like that.
You say sauce mm-hmm. like that?
Yeah. I don't say coffee. Like, I say coffee, but like sauce. I say sauce. It's like
what
the
about
A's
the color that comes after red in the rainbow?
Red, orange?
Yeah. You say orange. You don't say orange.
Do you say orange?
My mom does.
Oh, is that a New York? But some things are like certain... I don't know if they're also like an East Coast thing. I think they're also like
a part of where you
grew up.
It's like a Queens thing.
Because some people say fire or like fire.
Fire?
But I think that's just like a weird.
Do I say
that's
fire
like
weird?
If someone said tomato, tomato. Like, I mean, do
nobody
people say
says tomato?
Tomato?
No, nobody says tomato. If somebody says tomato, you automatically judge them.
Wait, you know how that thing goes tomato, tomato, let's call the whole thing off? That's someone who got embarrassed and they're like, oh, let's call the whole thing off.
Because they say tomato.
Wait, you know how that's like a thing? Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Let's call the whole thing off.
No, I don't know that part of the song. I really don't know.
Well, I'm realizing
wait,
the part
what part
that
of
said,
that
let's call
song?
The whole thing off is someone who got embarrassed and they're like, but they made it into the song and they got embarrassed and they're like, oh, let's call the whole thing off.
Is that really part of the song?
Yeah. Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Let's call... I don't know. Are there other lyrics or is that just
I don't even know the song.
Let me look.
I thought it was just a saying.
Let me look. Is there a song?
Or did you just make that up? What about...
Tomato,
my favorite thing to do is
song.
Pronounce cucumber wrong.
But how do you say it?
Cucumber.
Wait,
can and then
I play
go to
this?
The grocery store.
Cucumber?
And do you have any cucumbers?
You do that?
Just for fun.
Wait, just for you?
Yeah.
That's odd. Wait.
I thought that you would appreciate it. Some weird shit you would do.
That's crazy. Wait.
I didn't hear the potato.
Yeah.
You say laughter, and I say laughter.
Yeah.
You say after, and I say after.
So that's Fred Astaire and Ginger
okay,
Rogers.
Okay, first of all, such a funny reference. Normally they're dancing, Ginger and
these
Fred.
These people? Is that right?
Yeah, Fred Astaire, one of my favorite things to do is get high and watch him dance.
Really? Well, here's the dancing
watch
video.
Watch him dance.
Sorry.
He does the thing where it looks like he's dancing on air.
Forget this.
Fred Astaire dancing on air. You got to watch like a little clip.
Right now?
Yeah. It's like tap dancing. It's crazy. If you haven't seen him dance with, and his dance partner was Ginger Rogers. He also did Singing in the Rain.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like musicals?
When I was a kid, I used to watch one musical over and over again. I haven't seen it since childhood. It's called
which one?
Let's see. Click that one. Too Hot. Or wait. I don't know. But basically, his dancing is insane.
I'm going to just turn the volume down.
Yeah, turn the volume down. Skip to the
wait,
middle.
When did you, What musical did you watch over and over again?
There, it was like Seven Brides and Seven Brothers. You can't tell here, but basically,
when they can pick it up,
their dancing's insane. And you could watch it all day long.
I could stop watching it now.
Right?
No, I can stop watching it now.
You hate it.
You
hate it?
You can watch this all day long?
I can watch this all day long, yeah.
Wait, that's so cute.
And there's like they're tap dancing. I have tap shoes upstairs.
Of course you do.
You have no desire to watch that?
No.
I can't stop.
Wait, how long can you spend lost in this?
I've watched like hour and a half long movies of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, did you dance growing up?
Yes, I did.
Tell me.
I was not good. I did ballet.
Wait, if someone's bad at tap dancing, are they just too clunky?
I feel like tap dancing, I'm not bad at. I have
stop,
tap
stop.
Shoes. Well, I could do a kickball chain outside later for you.
What is a kickball chain?
I don't know.
Wait,
but
what did you do?
Tap shoes.
I did ballet and tap.
I did ballet, tap, jazz, ice skating. That's not dance, but I did ice skating for a long time. No, at Isopux, which is closed now. It was in Northridge. And then Irish step dancing. Irish dance.
You did that?
Yeah.
You stand up and do it. I just saw you wonder where you should. Do you remember how to do that? Are you Irish? Black Irish?
No, Black Irish. I am Irish. I am Irish.
Yeah, like Black Irish though, because you're brunette.
There's Black Irish.
Well, it's like there's like Irish and Black Irish, and I think Irish
black
is like
Irish,
red hair and blue eyes, and Black Irish is like Colin Farrell. Like brunette.
Well, actually, my grandma was redhead with like milk white skin.
That's why you have reddish skin. I mean, hair.
Reddish hair. My natural hair color has red in it.
Because my grandma has red hair too.
Both of my grandmas have red hair.
She doesn't have red hair, I don't think, straight up. But I think she has reddish and I have reddish. And whenever people are like, oh, you have red coming out in your hair, I get angry for some reason.
Me too.
I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
That's
how I feel. Also, my grandma met someone at the assisted living.
She's there right now.
She's there. She said to my mom, I did meet someone and he just so happens to be a doctor.
Oh. Well, he's not practicing, but it still holds up.
Yeah.
Wow. The doctor title and really carries you.
Yeah. And then she was like, she went to go get her hair done for the first time.
To see him?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you got your whole thing from.
Yeah. She's always camera ready.
Wait, that's so cute.
I guess. She's also went to Nordstrom's to buy face makeup during the pandemic.
Oh, you've told me about her. She's always fabulous.
She's fabulous.
What's her name?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
She's wild.
Oh my God. How old is she?
89.
Love it.
Had a facelift at 80. Looking great.
You know
what I mean?
Is she local?
Yeah.
Love it.
She's a local girl.
I don't want to set you up to look bad, but never visit her.
Not with COVID.
Yeah.
Thanks for setting me up to look bad, you bitch.
Sometimes we don't visit our grandparents. Well, I have my grandfather is like 98.
That's crazy.
I don't go down there a lot.
Yeah.
But they're Newport Beach.
Close.
I just went down recently. You know what was a really cute moment? So my grandfather just like sits in his chair listening to jazz music all day,
That's cute.
Like stationed for like all day long until he goes to bed.
Uh-huh.
And like, I feel like he's not like laughing that much. You know what I mean? Because like my aunt and uncle have like a lot of drama and they're always like fighting around him. So I feel like he just kind of sits there and like tunes them out.
Yeah.
And I went over there and I had my mask on. So I felt like I could be vulnerable. Because it's like, you know, when you have your mask on, you could be extra vulnerable because you can't quite be seen.
And
it's kind of like Batman.
Yeah, you're incognito.
So I took his like walker and I just started doing all this like physical comedy stuff, like some real Charlie Chaplin shit.
Uh-huh.
And he was like laughing so much and like everyone was like shocked because he like never like laughs really like that. And it just felt like I was like giving a gift. And I know that sounds like,
I love that though.
I don't want to sound like I'm like so into myself, but like, it was like a moment, you know what I mean?
Well, that's what comedy's for.
Yeah, and then it felt like, I don't know, it just felt like a special moment, like, you know, because he's kind of like, I don't know if he's like dying,
but
like
he's old.
Really old. So like to like be able to like make him laugh and like feel good just felt like so rewarding.
Nothing's more rewarding than making somebody laugh.
Yeah, it feels good.
Right?
Yeah, it's a good day.
Would you rather somebody tell you that you're ugly or not funny?
I think being funny is better. Yeah. It always hurts to hear that you're ugly, but being heard not funny, I'm like, that's just your opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like at a certain point though, you just get so desensitized to other people's opinions. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I'm trying to work on.
The funny thing, it's like, not everything is for you, but like the physical thing, it's just like,
but also,
are you the judge of everything? Cause it feels like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also the, okay, I like how when you say you're being vulnerable, it means you're taking a performance risk.
Yeah. Do you have one?
A performance risk?
Are you going to do your Irish
trying
dance?
Trying to take. No.
Is that your opera attempt?
I don't know what that was. I just was like, are we doing
this?
I
wanted to hear more.
I could do voices.
Did you ever do voice lessons, like singing lessons?
No. That's the one thing that I really want to do.
Okay. I secretly want to do it.
I want to get a mic. I had one, but it wasn't good. And then this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to walk around the house. I'm Yeah. And like, this is what I think though. I truly think, because this is what I've heard. If you could just learn how to imitate what the noises they're making.
Yeah. I think it's like you learn how to like open your vocal cards and use
them.
Let's
get a singing lesson on the pod.
I would love to.
Who
but
could
you
we bring
use
in?
To, I don't know. Look it up. But you can use your voice in like different ways you haven't used before. You know?
Yeah.
That's like I'm playing a trombone. Do you know what I mean? La, 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 la. Like for some reason, that's not vulnerable to me. But the other thing I did was.
What?
Like the, whatever I did up top.
I can't remember what it was.
I'm kind of melting down inside.
It's like, it was something like that. You're kind of melting down inside.
Yeah, I'm like getting lightheaded.
You
How
are.
How long have we been going?
40.
It's fine. I can
we
keep
can
pushing.
Wrap it up.
No,
don't
stay with
overdo
the
it.
I know. La, 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 la.
But why is
oh, yeah,
that?
So when
why
I was younger, I'd always be singing.
Okay.
You know, like probably like your skin. I can't sing well right now. Because my throat is raspy from the breathing tube. Not to brag, I just want attention. But I used to sing all the time, and sometimes
tube.
I have a good voice. Like sometimes, like I'll just be singing, and people will go, "Wow!"
Yeah, and but when you do that,
and then
doesn't
like,
that feel good?
So good. And I'm like kind of slipping it in note? To be like, "What if I like am on point today?"
Yeah.
I actually think it happened with us on a past podcast. I think one time at the store, I like sang and you were like, wow. And I was like, yes.
There's nothing better than when you open your mouth and something comes out and it doesn't sound terrible.
Yeah. And I do that around the apartment and Stephen's like, you're good. But like sometimes it's just, I'm just not good at all. But sometimes there's something potentially there.
Okay.
So I was doing it when I was younger. My mom goes, Chelsea, do you want voice lessons? And I go, no. And I was hoping she would go, come on. But she didn't. And then I just like never got them. And I was like, fuck.
You know, when you're, when you're a kid and someone's opinion of your performance changes your
life.
Yes. What is that?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I have my feet.
It's
just
like
on
when
here.
You're a kid and you want to be a performer and somebody doesn't like the way you perform or negatively comments on it, or you have an amazing performance. It like,
well, I had that when I went to a child acting agency when I was younger, and my resume had like a bunch of extra work on it because I was doing extra work when I was 12, you know? And she goes, who the fuck do you think you are? Drew Barrymore. And like, I've been so uncomfortable with acting ever since.
Who the fuck do you think you are? A casting
that's
director
what she said
that
no,
to you?
No, a child acting agency. She goes, who do you think you are, Drew Barrymore?
Are you smoking and doing coke?
No, I just went in there like being me. I don't know why she said that. And it's like it ruined my life. And then also my mom said, maybe acting just isn't your thing. But I think she has her own issues.
Well,
and
totally,
she projected
but that's,
onto me.
So that's literally
but like,
every
so
parent.
I've had, I know. So like
they
I never
project.
I think it's I've never felt like confident about like acting stuff because of all these like little things growing up.
Well, I felt confident about acting stuff, but not singing stuff.
Dude, me
I remember singing my mom being like, yeah, you have my voice, honey.
See, but like that's
like no,
little,
that's your shit.
It is.
I could have a good voice, and you're
no,
fucking
and
killing it inside
that.
Of me. It's like,
yeah,
it's like I listened to this talk.
What did your mom want to sing?
Well, obviously,
because if she wanted to sing, and
she never
excuse
did.
Me, I like you, Debbie. I really like you. But oftentimes, like parents do that when they wanted to do something,
and then
they're like, you can't have it either.
Yeah. Well, She, I don't know. She never sang. No. This is, we're having an open conversation.
She's been an ally.
We love her. She's not going to listen. What were we just talking about?
Singing?
Oh, no. I listened to this talk. It's called, it's by Alan Watts. It's about the different types of love. Mm. It was really interesting. But in this talk, he talks about how it's really important for kids when they're young to have teachers who encourage them and give them a chance to play, because if you have one experience with the wrong teacher at an early age, it can discourage you from doing something that's supposed to be in your life path. So, you know, for instance, like if someone wants to learn how to play the piano and they naturally know how to play the piano, just naturally, sometimes that happens, and then a teacher comes in and sits down and goes, "You're doing it wrong." That can establish fear in the child, and then they'll never touch the piano again. So it's about trying to like transcend those experiences and trying to find the right teachers for things. And I think that that really is true, because for me, I mean, growing up, like math and stuff like that.
You're good at?
No, not good at. Were you good at
math? No one's good at math. Not a few people, not us.
Yeah. Were you bad?
Two and two aren't good.
What did you?
Horrible. What did I get on my SATs? An 880, Sarah, and a 1600. What did you get?
You got an 880.
Correct.
In the math?
Everything. The whole total. SATs. Yeah. I didn't study and I was drunk when I took them. I had a water bottle filled with vodka and I was like, fuck the SATs. And I thought like everyone was with me, but no one was with me. I was like, right, guys? And like, I was like, fuck this. Like, I was just on my own thing. And everyone else like went to good colleges.
I got tested really low in math, but I made up for it in the English. Yeah. So I was able to go to like a decent school.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, my math.
What was your score, Sarah?
Like right under 1100.
Oh, that's very good.
Not really.
Seemed good.
Well, you know, it seemed good.
Compared to 880, it's good.
Yeah, but then there's the people who have like 1465. Dude, all my friends.
I was almost like a 1600.
That's crazy.
Or like a 1400 or something.
She must be so good at math.
I think she might be really smart.
When people are really smart.
She almost got perfect on the math.
No.
Yeah, and it's like, you creep. Just kidding.
That's insane.
I know. I'm so bad at math. But wait, did you have that experience with an instrument? Because I did. And we took music class, or music, like you take like an instrument.
Uh-huh.
And like in small groups, you choose an instrument and then you're like doing it with like five people or something, like with the teacher. And I chose the drum pad. I want to learn the drums. And the first class, he said, "Chelsea, you're so bad. Just stop. Don't come back." And I never went back, and I never picked up an instrument again.
See, that's the problem.
And I knew it was fucked up and it made me feel so bad, but it was like, it's been decided. I couldn't believe he said it was only one class.
But then
I could have got
you gotta get a drum pad.
Huh?
You gotta get a drum pad.
I was going to, but I don't know. I'm kind of over it.
Jagger would not like that.
He might be like, "What is that?"
He'd bark at it.
If it's an appliance, he'll bark at it.
He doesn't like any type of unnecessary equipment.
Were you encouraged with anything in your life as from like a child throughout your life?
What do you mean?
Like, I'll give my example and I don't want to brag. But like, you know, I do feel like the only thing I was encouraged about in my life was writing. So like, I was always in writing classes and I always was like writing stories, and I took creative writing classes and like, I wrote for all of the newspapers and stuff. And like my parents encouraged me and the teachers and like those, that was like, I was like a big troublemaker, but the only thing I was encouraged about was writing. And growing up also, my parents were you're a writer. So I was like, okay, I'm a writer. So like, I have nothing around it. Like, I don't have any like insecurities around it. I don't have any like I feel like very healthy about it, but I know it's because I was encouraged so much.
Yeah.
And I feel like if anyone was encouraged about anything, like they would feel so good about it.
Yes. I mean, I always did acting class when I was a kid.
You're
and performances,
good.
performing on stage. Just wanted to be in a movie. Didn't want to go to fucking high school. Didn't want to go to college. I just wanted to go in the real world. I was like, just get me on camera already.
Seriously. And no personality.
Yeah. And they encouraged me up to a certain point, though, because I think they were hesitant about they didn't want to have a child actor, which in hindsight, I'm grateful for.
Growing up in the Valley, too, I'm sure that was like popular.
Yeah, there's kids that miss school all the time. Mm-hmm. the first guy to finger me was
who was his dad, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
When we filmed the Gold Family, like, cult thing, me and Steven always talk about how much you blew us away. We talk about it like every couple months.
Really?
You were incredible, and you just, like, you know, I didn't, like, know you very well then, but, like, I remember being, I was like, I can't believe she just came into this thing without knowing any of the other actors or the other people very well. Like, you probably knew a couple people, but, like, you 100% just lost yourself in that. You had an experience.
I know. Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck?
No.
Like, that was great. It was incredible. It was exactly what we needed, but it, like, superseded my expectations. It blew me away. Like, you lost yourself in a role.
Yeah.
And you had no, like, ego attached to it, which is, like, what it's all about.
I mean, before I did stand up, I was obsessed with acting. I just wanted to act. I then decided from taking an acting class that I was going to do stand up. And then I just started stand up and never really went back to acting. But I do want to go back to acting.
You have to.
I love it. I mean, I played, before I did stand up, I did this indie movie. It's terrible, but I played a heroin addict in it. And I was the lead. And it was like 4 weeks, no pay.
Yeah.
Fucking 12 to 16 hour days. And I was playing like this heroin addict. And I remember I got pulled over and I had a fake track mark and like fucking dark circles under my eyes. And I was like into it. And I was like so into the role. And I was like writing, like journaling as the character and just fully immersing myself in that world. And then I think from stand up, I got so rigid in, oh, I'm a stand up. Because stand up takes so much of you.
So much.
That I haven't really been back in the acting stuff. Enjoying it. I mean, okay, also the gardener. I mean,
enough.
Does the gardener want to get on the podcast?
Enough. It happens. Yeah, you got to get back in. You were like, you really blew me away.
I'm probably going to. I was taking a few Zoom acting lessons. It's good. I just have to really fully commit.
Yeah.
You know?
Is there something holding you back? Is there fear? Is there fear of success? Is there fear of failure?
It's just what's kind
the
of problem, like,
Sarah, because you're great.
The next steps. It's like, I don't know. I need to do something that shows my acting.
So what?
I don't want to be doing TikToks.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's but you should get in a class that's going on.
Yeah. I have my acting coach. I could do more Zooms with him.
But it's good to do stuff with other people, too. You know what I mean? Because you also learn from watching.
Yeah. Maybe a short.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that Meisner program for 2 years and it was such an incredible experience and it helped me so much. And like, it helped me so much in life. Like, it taught me empathy. And I don't say that as like a sociopath.
That's one of the things I have a problem with the acting stuff.
What?
The level of vulnerability that is required to literally do a good job.
Yeah.
You have to let yourself go places that you don't necessarily.
You gotta do Meisner.
That you don't want to go.
Totally.
And you have to do it to convey the emotions of the character in a good way. And it's a fucking commitment.
Yeah.
And
it's a lot.
And it gets to be a little overwhelming.
Well, it was like hard for me because like I don't like to be vulnerable and like I very much am like guarded and have my shield up. So like, yeah, it's going to be a journey for me to like open up like more and more and more. But some people were just like really naturally incredible at it.
When I was a kid, I could cry on command. I would talk in accents all the time.
Totally.
This is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was more free in that way.
A lot of people are more free when they're younger as like child actors. Because you don't like think about like the stuff that you're not like worried about what other people think about you.
Yeah.
That's why like child actors are like so amazing.
Yeah. Until they get
like anyone
could
have been an ET. No, I'm just kidding. No, those kids were incredible. Have you ever watched the ET audition tape for that little boy?
No.
Oh, it's so good.
I should watch that.
Oh my God. It's so cute.
Stranger Things, the acting in Stranger Things. Did you watch Stranger
Things? I watched the first season.
Did you like it?
Well, I'm not like a fantasy person, you know?
I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
And I don't even normally think that I'm a fantasy person.
Yeah, it was cute. Like, I enjoyed the first season, but I didn't feel like coming back for a second. Did you watch the other ones?
I watched the second season and I lost interest, and then I didn't watch the third.
You know, they're doing a pop-up in LA, like,
we're really tired of the pop-ups. We're really fucking tired of the pop-ups. What do you mean? A pop-up?
A pop-up of, like, the underside, or what's it called? The underworld? Underbelly?
Yeah, under I don't know something. What the fuck it's called.
Something's under?
Mm-hmm.
Australia?
The Upside Down.
Yeah. They're doing a pop-up of the Upside Down world.
Where?
I don't know. I just saw it on social media.
I'm talking shit, but I'm for sure headed down.
Of course you're going.
Catch me at the drive-thru pop-up. Is there a drive-thru?
I don't know. I didn't click on it because I didn't care.
Oh, it's so weird. I mean, like, the fact that we're still trying to function.
It was marketed to me and I was like, nope, not clicking.
Oh.
And I'm learning all about that from The Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma is a documentary that just came out on Netflix talking about how basically our internet is curated to us based on advertisers' research.
Yeah, like advertising and like emotions, and they're trying to trigger and control your emotions.
Right.
And like it just shows how addictive it is. I mean, that's like none of the stuff they discussed was like a surprise, you know, because I feel like I generally know all of that. But like it is crazy how addictive it is and how they do like little things to like trigger you to like come back and like.
Oh, they do all the things to trigger you to come back. Yeah, shaking in the middle of the night just waiting for a fucking dopamine hit from a like.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, I think that's our episode.
Yeah, we just kind of did. I look like sick?
No, you did great.
Did I get pale?
No, you did great. Hold on, let me give you one thing, and then we'll wrap up.
Sarah, is that your dad's workout bag? Shut up! Oh, what? What? Thank you.
A pair of socks.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
From Oh Yeah Socks.
I love these. Thank you. Oh yeah.
Head to ohyeah.com, discount code Sarah10, S-A-R-A-10, for 10% off. They also have masks, bandanas. They have Mr. Rogers socks, Bob Ross socks, et cetera, et cetera. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review Shank and the Chelsea Skidmore Show.
Please.
Share with
check
your friends.
Check us out.
Follow
thank
me
you.
At Princess Shank on Instagram, Twitter. What's
and
your
at Chelsea Skidmore.
Bye.
Bye.